Yeah, since she's gonna bring a kid. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You don't say that. You say I got a cow, it's coming in the pen.
Oh, really? Is that what?
That's what a lot of people say. Oh, she's gonna come in the pen. You used to hear that, but you don't hear that anymore.
You don't?
No.
You said, though, you had heard them say freshen or come fresh? Or
mm-hmm.
Which would they say?
They say she's going to freshen in a few days or come in the pen. I've heard that. That's an old saying, coming in the pen.
I hadn't heard that before. What do you call the male horse?
A stud.
What would men say to avoid saying that? I'm sure they probably would avoid saying
a stallion.
That. A stallion would be the nicer mm-hmm. way of saying it. All right. Well, what would the woman say?
A stallion.
All right. Did farmers have any special thing they call them? A male horse? Or a male cow? I think of something like a seed bull or a seed horse or... Do you ever hear those expressions?
No.
That men were using, I think they were thinking more in terms of breeding purposes. Uh-huh. All right, a female horse is a?
Mare.
If you didn't know how to ride, you would say, I have never?
Ridden a horse.
All right, but everyone around here likes to?
Ride.
And so, the man next door, last year he, every morning, he?
It would ride his horse.
Or last year he?
Rode the horse.
If you couldn't stay on the horse, you'd say, I fell
off.
If a little child went to sleep in bed and found himself on the floor in the morning, he might say, gee, I must have
fell off the bed.
All right. Done this part. The male sheep is a...
Now the female is a ewe, a ram.
Right. Did they grow any sheep around here, raise any sheep around here?
They used to, but I don't think there's many people growing them around you much now. Mm.
Did you ever hear the old people call a female sheep a yo?
Yeah.
Is that's the old word,
uh-huh.
I'm assuming?
Yeah.
What does a sheep have on its back?
Wool.
What would you call a male hog?
A boar.
And if you didn't want it to be a boar, didn't want it to grow up to be a boar?
Oh, you'd have it operated on.
Right.
And make them, what do they call them when they operate on them? Can't think.
A bear?
A what?
A bear?
Yeah, bear.
Okay. You use the term operated on. Is there another term that people would use?
Working on a hog.
Working on a hog.
Castrated.
All right. If you were doing it to a horse, what would you say I'm going to do to the horse?
Have him castrated.
All right. Would you ever say worked on a horse?
Yeah.
I'm trying to decide if you would use all these terms about any animal.
Yeah, I think
so. What would
so.
You do to a dog? Do you ever do it to a dog? No, I don't think you do it to a dog. What about a cat?
Female cat. You can have those spayed and a male cat. Yeah, I'm operating on.
So you could say operated on about mm-hmm. a horse or a hog or whatever.
Uh-huh.
You have
a
company?
Yeah, bless Miss. She used to be a home agent. She comes out here quite often.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
All right. A little hog, when it's first born, is called a...
A pig.
And then it gets to be a little bigger.
Oh.
And it's...
A shoat.
All right, now that refers to weight
uh-huh.
and not whether it's a boy or a girl.
No.
Or when it gets a little bit bigger and it's a female, but it's not bred, it would be a...
A sow.
All right, now is a sow bred or unbred?
Well, they are, you could either one. You just call them a sow, female hog, that's what a sow. They call them a sow.
Okay.
And the male hogs, they call them a boy.
Did you ever have any?